In the year 1858, in the month of August, the Reverend Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, preached here in Botanic Gardens. He drew a crowd of some 7,000 people, and it was the largest crowd ever assembled in Northern Ireland to hear a preacher of the gospel. Trains came from all across the province, from as far away as Dungannon and Monaghan, and Charles Spurgeon preached here in the Botanic Gardens in Belfast. He was called the Prince of Preachers, and his ministry was one of almost perpetual revival. Charles Spurgeon was converted as a young man, attending a small Methodist church one winter's morning. He wasn't able to get to his own place of worship because of the snow, and so he went to a small Methodist chapel instead. He sat at the back of the meeting, and during the service, the preacher was unable to arrive, so an old deacon stood up and conducted the service. So it was just a handful of people gathered in under the sound of God's word. And that old deacon took his text from the book of Isaiah, chapter 45 and verse 22, where the Lord says, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else." He wasn't a gifted preacher at all by Spurgeon's estimation, but he pressed home the point. And he spoke down to the young man sitting at the back of the meeting, young Charles, and said, "Young man, you look miserable. You need to look to Jesus Christ in order to be saved." And so that day, in simple, childlike faith, C.H. Spurgeon put his faith and trust in Jesus Christ. He looked to the cross. He beheld by faith the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. His life was transformed and changed forever. And he went on to become the greatest preacher, perhaps, since New Testament times. God used him mightily, and he preached for many, many years in the Metropolitan Tabernacle in London. Thousands of people, some 6,000 or 7,000 people, often crowded into that tabernacle to hear the great Spurgeon preach. He attributed the secret of success of his ministry to the large groups of people that would meet for prayer in the basement of the tabernacle. Seems almost like a dream that God could do something like that again, that this great gardens area of Belfast could be filled with thousands of people listening to the simple preaching of the Word of God. But we pray that God will come in great power and do it again. Maybe today you're a Christian. I encourage you to pray. Pray that the Word of God will have free course and be glorified. Pray for those who preach the Word of God, and pray for this great nation of ours that God will come again and give people an ear to hear the word of the Lord. May God bless you. Thank you for joining us, and see you again next time.